Blog Talk Radio.
Go crazy. Hold up.
Yeah, you are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go.
Sean Ross. Sean Ross. Sean Ross from No Limit.
And Omega Sci-Fi stand up.
Hey, welcome. DJ Sir J Boogie, you know we got to do this before they say anything, before we get started. Oh, I almost forgot. No siree. Hold on, hold that thought.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of E-Water Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments, and in no way reflect views or comments of E-Water Radio, KEWR-DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWR-DB.
I know you heard the term, what happened in Vegas stays in Vegas. Now you can bring a part of Vegas home with you with a pair of Lush shoes. Lift up your spirits, L-U-S. You can get them at www.alivshoes.com/LUS-3.
Hey, y'all. Now, welcome to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. And I got one of the hottest DJs in the Midwest, but he's down in Houston tearing it up. Y'all give it up for DJ Sir J Boogie in the building.
What's up?
Oh, you already know. We're about to heck of a show. And ladies and gentlemen out there, if you are calling live, want to call in at the radio station here live, you can call in to 323-642-1757. Again, that number is 323-642-1757. You got it. What's going on, DJ Sir J Boogie? What's going on today? Talk to me.
Man, it's no emotion, man. I'm just, man, feeling blessed and, man, ready to make some things happen, man. You know, back in good, man, we together, man. We about to make this thing historic.
Oh, okay. How's the weather like down there?
It's been pretty good, man. You know, it'll be in the 70s, but sometimes it's down in the maybe the 60s, 50s at night, but, it's starting to warm back up.
All right. And they say, I just want to know, where can people find you at? But they said, before we get into these hot mixes and everything that we got going on for this evening show, you know, I want to take a hot second before we get into the show. I want you to tell everybody a little something about DJ Sir J Boogie. And let America know, you know, how you feel and, you know, what makes DJ Sir J Boogie derive, and how did you get the name DJ Sir J Boogie?
Well, growing up, my people in my neighborhood, they called me J Boogie because growing up, I was always, you know, beating on desk, beating on my chest, just always making beats, and, you know, hip-hop basically is my thing. So, that's how, man, I've been in the music for a long time. My parents were in the music, so that's me, man. I'm J Boogie. And I do my thing, like when I DJ, man, I do all kind of genres, man. I'm really open format DJ, so I do anything from Motown to trap, you know. So I like to get busy. If you're ever here in Houston, y'all need to come check me out at Cafe 4212 over on Alameda. That's like a hot strip on the south side. And I'm there, like, usually every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, unless I'm out of town. and you know, other shows out of town.
Okay, okay, all right. Sound like a plan. So what made you decide to start DJing?
I started DJing, man, really for fun, and it was just something like while I was younger, I lived in Cleveland, Ohio, so we used to listen to the mix shows at night, and man, the DJ crews would come on every night and do their thing, and so that was just the thing to do in the neighborhood, and really I started doing it for money, or actually went to business in 98, and that was because people kept telling me, you know, man, you do your thing, you should really just be in, man, and make money doing it, and that's how pretty much that got started. Did a couple house parties, put some people filled in for them, and the people could ask them how could they hire me. I didn't have no equipment at the time, so I just took it from there and was off and running.
Oh, okay, okay. So they say you belong to a couple of organizations now. Can you talk about one of the organizations you're a proud member of, sir?
Well, yes. I'm a member of the Mental Health Fraternity Incorporated. I was initiated in 1995. I came through at the Gamma Chapter, at the Grand Glorious Eddie Gamma Chapter at Central State University, which is the HBCU in Little Forest, Ohio. I'm a legacy, third generation. My grandfather was a bruh, pops was a bruh, and here I am. That's one of the organizations I'm in. That's the only one I really care to talk about right now. So.
Okay, okay. Now, it looks like I got a couple of people that's going to be calling in, and we're going to have a great show, ladies and gentlemen, if you are out there. And again, if you want to call in, if you're out there and you hear it, you can feel free to call in 323-642-1757. And I got another call. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Are you going to
kind of tell the people who's calling in tonight, who's going to be on the line or on the show with us tonight?
Oh, that's definitely a surprise. If they ain't seen the flyer yet, and they ain't heard, oh, we got two phenomenal guests coming on this show tonight. One is truly one of the, I call her one of the West Coast divas of comedy. She's been a spearhead, and she goes by Miss Melanie Camacho. And, man, you've seen her. She's been on all Def Comedy Jam. She's done so many shows. She's, you know, with Cat Williams. I mean, Martin Lawrence, you name it, she did it. But I want to save it when she jumps on the line. Now, she should be calling in shortly. It's about to go down like hot butter popcorn. And also, we got a marauder, himself, Mr. DJ James Moses Black. He's an actor, producer.
Legend.
Yeah, he is a legend. He's a legend. And I want to try something here.
I want to say something real quick. Anybody listening that's been a DJ at either Wilberforce or Central State University, when it comes down the line as far as our tree of DJs, we gotta know or learn about this man, because the DJs that came before me, they schooled me on him and how he inspired them. And it just was a torch that kept getting passed down. And I know some of the younger DJs now, but, you know, that's part of being a DJ, man, is knowing who came before you, how they laid it down and paved the way. And I know he definitely paved the way for all us DJs that came after. So I definitely want to send a shout-out to him, and I hope that the other DJs listen and can learn something from his brother.
That's what's up. That well spoken, well said.
No doubt.
Can you call in, please? No. All right. Yeah, please call in. Call this line. Okay. Yeah. No, never mind. Yeah, J Boogie. I just got a call from Miss Melly Camacho. She said she is on her way. But while I'm doing that, I want to make sure that I'm following all the procedures and protocol. So y'all see us next week. Y'all hold on one second.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
Yo, guess who we have in the building, ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage. You haven't seen her on Def Comedy Jam. You haven't seen her in so many movies, so many comedy stages across the country with Cat Williams, with Martin Lawrence. She is truly a father, phenomenal in my words and only, and I stand by one of the West Coast divas of comedy that's blessing the West Coast and across the country and to travel the world. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session, y'all give it up for Miss Melanie Camacho!
Wow, thanks for that. Amazing intro. Where'd that come from? Hey, how you doing, Sean?
Oh, it's good. It's a blessing to have you on the show, my sister. I have one of the hottest DJs in the building with us, DJ Sir J Boogie out of Houston, doing the beats
hey
and all
there.
That good stuff. And it's
What's
just
up?
Such a pleasure. It is such a pleasure to have you on the show tonight, Melanie. And, well, how are you doing, sis? It's such a pleasure to have you. I know you're busy. You're moving and grooving, shaking and baking. I just want to thank you on behalf of the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session that you made some time for us, and we appreciate you.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me. Yeah, you know I'm moving and moving. I'm all over the place. I'll be in Sacramento this weekend. So if any listeners out there in Sacramento, head on over to Tommy T's Rancho Cordova and get your laugh on with me this weekend. Two shows Friday, two Saturday, one Sunday, and then I'm back in L.A. for a minute.
All right. All right, Belly, we got a couple of questions for you. We're just going to cut in. So how long have you been doing comedy?
I've been doing comedy since 1992. That's when I started. That's when I touched the stage.
All right. What was your first experience? Where were you when you first got on stage? Where were you, and how was that experience?
I was at the Comedy Act Theater in Los Angeles. Robin Harris had passed. I went in there looking to see him. I wouldn't even think about doing no comedy. I went in there to see Robin Harris to show my friends this funny man. And he wasn't there. So I was kind of salty. Yeah, I had paid $20. That's a lot of money back in 1992. And the band I came to see ain't even here. So I was like,
wow.
Oh, I'm so mad. So, yeah, I ended up doing comedy that night. And I talked about my coworkers, and the lady asked me if I could come back the next day. And the rest is history.
Wow. Were you nervous when you first started? Were you nervous?
Not really. I mean, it wasn't that many people in there because Robin Harris had died, so it might have been about 30 people in there. It was like being at work clowning. So that's what I did. But after that, once there was a crowd, I was terrified. Don't get me wrong. I was nervous.
Wow. So what would you contribute to inspiring you to get involved in the comedy world, entertainment?
Well, you know, somebody lied to me, told me all this money you could make doing comedy. They weren't making it, but I guess they saw somebody that was. Maybe they knew Richard Pryor or somebody. I don't know. But so they had me thinking you can make all this money. And that's what inspired me. What? I was in school and working. So I was like, what? Well, as soon as school out, I'm done. I'm going to do comedy and get paid. And it wasn't paying that much at first. I got $60 for the whole weekend. I was like, this ain't what I signed up for. But then I got spotted at the Bay Area Comedy Competition. And they booked me for Def Jam. And after I taped the show, as soon as I came off stage, they said, you're on tour. What does that mean?
Wow.
And then I found out what it meant. It meant a whole lot of money back then. Not a whole lot, but more than I ever seen.
Wow. So how was your experience working with some of these other comedians? And if you had to say so, what comedians you felt, you know, embraced you to keep going and keep going? And ones that you look up
all
to?
All of them. All of them. You know what? They all show me love. That's what I can say about the fellas. Every single one of them, from Martin Lawrence, Mike Epps, Kat, Chris Tucker, Chappelle, they all show me nothing but love and respect. I ain't had to suck or do nothing else to none of them. And they all put me down for whatever. And they show me love. They
right.
treat me like a sister. Put it like that.
That's a lot.
And I ain't
that's
that bad to look at. Come on now. It ain't like I'm ugly. Come
on.
That's for sure. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
We know you're a slim. We know you're a slim goody.
I'm a slim goody. I'm a chocolate drop. That's what I am.
Uh-huh.
A little Hershey kiss. A little
right.
Hershey kiss.
Ooh,
uh-huh.
Go ahead, Jay Boogie.
Yeah, I was wondering, you said the money was really piling in at first. And I was wondering, have you ever worked like any other like jobs, like, you know, after you, I guess, graduated from high school? Or what did you do? Like, were you just strictly, like you said, you worked somewhere. Where were you at?
I was working at Hughes Aircraft Company when I first started doing comedy, but I got laid off the day I taped my first Def Comedy Jam. So I ain't looked back. They've called me to come back a couple times, and I passed. I have not worked a 9-to-5 since 93.
Okay.
Thank God. I've been doing this for 93, and I've raised two kids. One has a master's. The other's working on her bachelor's. I'm proud of my accomplishments. Now
okay.
I'm ready for the next step.
Do you think it's sort of hard?
Go ahead, Sean.
No, my just a follow-up question is, you know, dealing with family, is it hard to separate the two, you know, work life, you know, from personal life due to the fact
oh,
of
no.
late hours, the balance? How do you balance that?
Not for me. I'm good now. Before, I usually, you know, as comedians, we mostly work Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then we're back home Monday through Thursday. So you got me Monday through Thursday, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I mean, most people work, you know, Monday through Friday, and you catch them, you know, when they get home from work. But I'm there all the time, so we balanced it out. Yeah, there were a lot of disappointing games and track meets that I didn't make, but they got to drive to them in their own car. So I was like, oh, okay, well, you can give me them cars back, and I can quit doing comedy. What you want to do? So it balanced
right.
out, and it worked out. They're not, you know, mad at me about it. That, you know, it's part of life. I can give you some stuff. I was a latchkey kid. I mean, everybody got a story.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Everybody has a story. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay,
so I've
Jay,
been doing
I don't want
it
to step
now.
On
comedy. Comedy ain't
wow.
what it used
and
to
you,
be now. That the internet has changed the whole game. It used to be about
so?
Who's bringing the jokes. Now it's how many followers you have. The clubs
wow.
are, as soon as you try to get into the clubs, they click onto your social media to see if you have, I want to get this person with 1 million followers, because if they got 1 million followers, I can get at least 1,000 of them to come to this club this weekend, or 2,000 of them to come to the club the weekend if they got 2 million followers. So that's where they're doing now. It's more social media than comedy. And then the social media stars aren't really comedians, but they still pack out the comedy clubs. And people don't care that they're not that funny. They just want a picture or to be in the same room with this Instagram star. So I'm like, wow, I ain't mad at them. Make that money. Get it while it's hot.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is true. That is true. So,
I mean,
tell me this.
Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Talk to I want the follow-up
question.
These
internet stars are millionaires. The internet
wow.
stars are millionaires versus us comics going to these clubs, getting anywhere from $25,000 to $5,000 for the weekend, and it's they coming in there doing walking out with $100,000 because they done did door deals and packed it out. So it's just a different game. So either you got to join them or quit. So I'm going to have to start getting on Instagram, acting the fool too, I guess.
Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, the whole nine. And so you have to
be a radio show like Sean.
Hey, that's right. Well, you're more than welcome to come on this show anytime you want to. Melanie Camacho,
okay.
It's always a pleasure. Now Melanie, Kate, before I let you go, you're more than welcome to hang in. I got a phenomenal actor. You probably seen this brother. I know you've seen him. If you watched the movie Roots, you've seen this brother because he is the truth. And I'm going to bring him on after we hear this.
Oh, wow.
After we hear this thing.
Who you got?
I got Chicken George. He is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Before I even go to the mix, Melanie, you on the show, but here on out, ladies and gentlemen, I'm bringing my brother from Central State University, alumni of Central State University. He is true. He is an actor, producer. He gave me, Melanie, he even gave me my first shot with the mic while he was DJing at Central State. And now to this day, almost 30 years later, I got my shot, and I'm doing this on radio. So, ladies and gentlemen, y'all give it up for my man, DJ James Moses Black. Y'all give it up, give it up, give it up.
Oh, wow, man. I appreciate that. Hey, did you just call me Chicken George?
Yeah, that was Melanie Camacho.
No, I was just guessing who it was. He said Roots. I said Chicken George. Who you got?
Chicken George. Chicken George, the actual Chicken George from Roots we did, is actually from London.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Reggae. That's his name.
Okay.
But, man, thanks for having me on the show, though, you know?
Hey, Chicken, it's always good to have you, brother.
Yeah, you know, it's always great to you know, just do something with somebody that, you know, you've known practically all your life. So, I'm honored to be on the show, man. Glad you're doing your thing.
All right. Yeah, it's a pleasure, and long as that was. So, you know, can you tell us what inspired you to get into acting and producing and what some of your past credits as well as, you know, I can name my half it, but sometimes I like the people that are on the show to, you know, to be them, you know, this is down, you can turn your collar down to turn it up or turn it down and just feel good. So, you know, and you got the flow. My show is still flow. Mi casa su casa, senor.
Let's handle that first question. The first thing that got me into acting was basically I was working these corporate jobs and making, you know, corporate money, but it wasn't anything intrinsically satisfying about it. So, and I always thought that I had more talent than just, you know, structural talent. You know, I knew I could do things beyond what the structure was. So I was working, I think, in Minneapolis at the time, and I just said, yeah, I'm done with this corporate stuff. And started training, got a job as a waiter, started training, and then all of a sudden I ended up in L.A. via, like, San Francisco. So that's how I got into it, man. But I probably have, to date, probably around 85 credits, probably 40 in TV, maybe 40, 44 movies and film. The most recent one we just finished was something called Black and Blue, which comes out in September. It's Naomi Harris, who was Academy Award nominee for Moonlight, Frank Grillo from Kingdom, Tyrese, who else was it, Bo Knapp, and then myself. And we shot it down in New Orleans. It's a sort of a corrupt cop thriller. So that's the most recent thing. And then I was on a couple of episodes of This Is Us recently.
Oh, wow.
So,
what do people remember you most from? What
Selling drugs.
What show or movie do people remember you most from?
I would say, wow, that's
what do they stop
one.
You on the street and say, hey, name that character?
They stopped me on the street. And they start snapping their fingers at me, and they give me the overbite, like, I know you, snap. You know, so they don't really know, but they give you the overbite and snap finger thing. But most people, a whole bunch of stuff. But before,
what were you doing on This Is Us? Who are you playing on This Is Us?
I was
I'm
Reverend
a fan,
Holly.
And I don't know which one.
Now, did you watch the season? Reverend Holly was Randall's confidant. He was the preacher in his church. And
right.
they had dinner at this cafe, or like a, I don't call it a cafe, but like a little thing. And he was talking to him about life situations and death, and he handed him a pie at the end of his statement. So, you know, and then he gave this big, the Reverend gave this big speech at the church comparing him to the other councilmen. So that was my role. This is two
what,
episodes.
What, you gave him the pie, or you was the other councilman?
Yeah.
No,
I gave him the pie. I was the one who gave him the speech about, you know, my business is deathbed business. You know, that's what I do, deathbed advice. And so I gave him this long sort of speech about how he can improve his life, but, you know, it's going to start with him and his family. So that's what they know me from now, right now. So that's the hottest thing they know me from now.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Could you call him? Because I would love to come on there as his. I mean, he needs a chocolate sister. And I could be that long lost sister that the one that
Randall
he found out about at the funeral. What?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how we do. We don't find out till the funeral. We got some what?
Yeah, I think they have that in plan. They have that in store for Randall. Randall's gonna get a shocker soon, I think.
That's
the way it's going. Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah, well, fire that actress and bring me.
Hey, get Melody on the show. You have to get Melody on the show, Mr. Black, Mr.
I
James,
get Melody
Black
on the show.
Yeah,
and, you know,
get
I'm
me on
right
this.
Behind it
too.
I want the whole cast on the radio show. That's what I want.
Yeah, well, I don't know about the whole cast, but a few of y'all can get on there. You know what I mean?
But you know, they said this is the last season, so it might be too late.
Oh, okay.
They
well,
say it's the last
we're gonna spin off. Black's gonna have a spin off, and we're just gonna be on the spin off. But I have seen James. We call him Black, and so Melly, we just call him Black. Not just because he's Black, but he's just because he's just Black. So, Mr. Black, we want to say that one of my favorite, you know, my favorite show, Melody, and Jay Boogie, is the one that I always watch called 24. The Jack Bauer franchise. That's my favorite series. You know, and you forgot about Logan. He was in Wolverine. Logan. You know. Yeah. You.
You've been smoking weed.
You know.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Wow. So how was that working with Jack?
Well, it wasn't. It was actually Corey Hawkins from Straight Outta Compton who played Dr. Dre.
Oh God, I love that version. What happened with that? I watched that. I enjoyed that.
Well, America couldn't take a black Jack Bauer. That's what probably happened.
Even Jack Bauer said he liked it.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Yeah.
Kiefer Sutherland said he liked it.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was pretty good, you know. I mean, I didn't have any problems with the cast or anything. You know, they had Jimmy Smits in there, Miranda.
The stories were great.
It was strong. Yep.
Everything was good about it.
My character was good, you know what I mean, because, you know, here's a man who's running the – I was Donald Sims. I was all their bosses. I was the director of national intelligence.
Wonderful.
I came on probably like episode 4 or 5. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
your
funny.
Resume
I just forget
is amazing.
I forget about stuff, man, because it seems I turn the page, it's over for me. You know, the next thing is on and popping. So.
Well, you keep getting booked, so that's a blessing right there. In Hollywood, that doesn't happen to a lot of people.
Yeah, I had a friend, Robert Guillaume was probably one of my closest friends before he died. And a long time ago, he said, yo, Black, don't be no buffoon. you know. He said you could do smart comedy and you could do comedy that makes sense on TV, but don't be a buffoon. And I, you know, I
agree.
I took that personally and just used that advice. So
I agree. Oh my God,
yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. So
I mean, I think it's so 1960.
Yeah, TV. I said that to somebody the other day. TV seems like it's going backwards with stuff, you know.
Right.
I mean, it's forward and inclusion stuff, but it seems like it's going backwards with stories.
Remember when the reality show came on and we said, "Oh, that ain't gonna last but a minute." Well, it's been 10 years.
Right.
Yeah.
10 years in Cali. Look at the Kardashians. Look how that show is going. They're making a. They're a billion-dollar family.
Right.
They're a billion-dollar family on reality. And tell me, what
you know,
crazy. Any one of them really have?
It's crazy because I did like 3 sex tapes and nothing. You know, and Ray J was in one of them. I'm like, really? I know, I'm kidding.
Melanie and Chase, hold on 1 second. I got to do this, and then we're going to take a call from one of these audience. I have a call in. Hold on 1 second. Out of Ohio, hold on 1 second. Let me do this real quick. Oh, let me see if I can get.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
Hello, hello, and we're back. And I have a caller. Hello, do I have everybody on? Did I do something?
Yeah,
I'm here. Yeah.
Okay, I have a caller. Mr. Rick, how you doing? I have Melanie Camacho and James.
What's up? How y'all doing?
What's going on, Rick?
How y'all doing? Hey, what's going on? I had a question for Melanie. Melanie, how you doing?
All right. How you doing?
Question. I'm doing good. Question. So you was on that Def Comedy Jam back in the day, right? With Martin Holston?
I sure was. You better believe it.
And back then, I thought that you were one of the funniest female comedians out there, like one of the,
well,
the top comedians.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So my question is, what in that field is it a lot of I guess politics that plays a part for how you become, you know, catapult to another level? What was it? Because you should have been to me on a tour with the other ladies. You're just as funny as them.
On what tour? The Queens of Comedy?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I was the original host of the Queens of Comedy. And I don't know, for some reason, I was taken off after 3 shows. And I can host if I can't do nothing else. I'm a great host. And they got standing O's on every show. I hosted. I made sure they got them. But it didn't. I was too skinny or whatever. I don't know. They didn't want no little bitty me hosting, so I was no longer the host. So I'm on the Girls Night Out right now.
Okay.
Night Out tour. It's myself, I think Nene Leakes, Adele, Kim Whitley. And they switch it up from there. So it's a lot of Lonnie Love, Sherry Shepherd. They switch it up with a lot of different comedians. But, yeah,
okay.
So I'm on that tour. And I guess in God's time, because I'm wondering, too. Excuse me. But it's not about who's the funniest anymore. It's about who has the most followers on Instagram. So I need everybody listening to go to Instagram and follow Melanie Camacho.
That's right. We don't have both of y'all give y'all tags. Have both of y'all give y'all tags. One question. Go ahead, James.
Go ahead.
I'm going to step on.
Yeah. You know, the interesting part, and I know Melanie is different. I mean, you know, when back in 91, when they first started Def Jam, you know, Bernie Mac, Hamburger, Joe Torre's, it was like all these cats.
Adele.
Yeah, Adele, Chocolate, all these people. And I was, I hosted the Pittsburgh and Philadelphia part of it, but so you got to see everybody. But there's one thing that, you know, people caught up. Denzel Washington said something really interesting. He said, you know, yeah, I know it's about, you can get some likes and whatever, but he said, make what you do as an artist your brand. That's your brand. You know what I mean? Are you good at what you do? That's your brand. You can have as many likes as you need, but your brand is how you get down. You know what I mean? Your art is that's your real brand. Because you know, to answer that caller's question, you know, you should have been. No, it's still in effect. You know, so
yeah,
it's
still
going to
happen.
You should, yeah, you
things are in the works right now. It's
right,
in God's
right.
time. Maybe he wasn't ready for me to do it then, but now it's coming to fruition. So things are going to pick up for me. I'm not even worried. I'm good. But
yeah.
I agree. I thought it was going to happen a long time ago, but it's all
right.
And you know what? Melanie, I think it's time to, I mean, if you want to, I mean, the time is fitting. I know I'll be happy and inspired if you let them know. Melanie is not just a comedian. She's also a filmmaker, too. So, Melanie, you want to touch on that just a little bit?
I am. So I wrote, directed, and produced the film, and I'm shopping it right now.
What's it called?
As a matter of fact, I'm taking meetings on it right now. So not just shopping, I'm taking meetings. I'm waiting on a call now. Matter of fact, so things are, like I said, things are finna, I'm praying, this is going to be it, and you'll be able to read about it in a minute.
Are you shopping it for, theatrical release, are you shopping it for VOD?
I won't tell you, you'll read about it in about a week.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay.
I'll call you back and say, look, go get the paper.
Okay.
She's gonna come on the show.
Yeah.
You can't say no.
Yeah.
It ain't real till it's written. And then you got too many people that know somebody that know somebody that know somebody. And once they find out you dealing with them, they trying to get their stuff in or whatever. You know, Hollywood.
So Melanie, is it in a can? Is it already shot?
It's already shot.
Oh,
done.
We need to go ahead and hook up after this is over.
Starring Earthquake, Tiffany Haddish, Sherry Shepherd, Tim Whitley, Earthquake, Daphne Brown, Michael Talia. Let me go on and on.
You good.
I got everybody. AJ Johnson.
Be coming for that.
Yvette, the funny lady, Boogie B, Eric Blake.
Oh, okay.
Everybody.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
That's
good.
Melanie, you forgot something, Melanie. You forgot something. You're saving the best for last. And that's in part two that I will definitely be in the building with you.
Oh, okay.
That.
Yeah. Part two. Time's in there.
Yeah.
Don't forget the raw.
You're gonna be the tennis shoe man.
I'm gonna be the tennis shoe man. Yeah, but it's okay. As long as everybody knows it's the real Sean Ross. That's all I'm trying to get people to understand. It's the real one.
Yeah, right? Ross Radio, baby. Ross Radio.
Oh, I have some more radio. I wonder. I see Lil Glow, I see Angie, I see, wow, they are coming in, and, you know, hey, I'm going to let them say something. Rick, are you still on there? Who's that? Live. We have three live audiences going on at the same time as we are on the air, so I just want everybody, and I just want you two to know, Melanie and Melanie Camacho and actor James Moses Black, that you are in the building in three different locations in Houston, Ohio, and in West Palm, a live audience. So I was doing a commission job. So everybody can clap. So moving forward, we got a hot DJ in the building. I don't want nobody to go nowhere. We got to get this mix in. DJ Sir J Boogie has done. And since James Moses Black started me and started DJing, you know, I want you to listen to it and tell me what you think. And Melanie, this is a tribute to one of your all-time favorite MCs. I'm not going to say no more. I'm just going to play it. Hold tight. Here we go. DJ Sir J Boogie, come down.
Non-stop Boogie. The ladies in the place with style and grace, allow me to lace these lyrical
douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies? The back of the club, sipping my witness where you find me. The back of the club, macking my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these homies, Biggie, got to creep with, creep with, creep with, creep with.
We gon' kill ya.
I'm ready.
As I grab the head seat, one of the chamber, the safety is off, release straight at your dome. I wanna see cabbage, think he saw the savage, doing your brain cells much damage. Teflon is a material for the imperial. Mic ripper, girl stripper, the henny sipper. I drop lyrics off and on like a light switch, quick to grab the mic to make her drive the cue. 45 bucks and checks are expected when I rest. Respect is collected, so check it. I got techniques dripping out my butt cheeks. Sleep on my stomach so I don't stuff my feet. Look, my disease, deeper than my grave, G. I'm ready to die and nobody can save me. The world, my mom's and my girl. My life is played out like a Jerry Curl.
Who the hell is this? Paging me at 5:46 in the morning. Crack of dawning, now I'm yawning. Wipe the cold out my eyes. See who's this paging me and why. It's my man Pop from the barbershop. Told me he was in the gambling spot and heard the intricate plot. Some people wanna stick me like flypaper, neighbor. Slow down, love, please chill, drop the paper. Remember all your peoples from the hill up in Brownsville. That's roll dice with smoke, that's a got light switch. Yeah, little fame up in Prospect. Nah, them my peoples now. Nah, love wouldn't disrespect.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
It's the 10 commandments. What?
Got money.
Yeah, can't tell me nothing about this. Can't tell me nothing about this. This my husband. Is on the corner, I ain't forget you. Triple beam.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
I crush so-called Willie's thugs and Rapadon. Get in that ass quick fast like Ramadan. It's that rap phenomenon. Don Dada, up topper, you got to call me Francis M.H. White, intake light toast, toe iron. What's told in shootout, stay low and keep firing. Keep extra clips for extra issues. Who's next to flip on that cat with that grip on rap? The most shady.
Tell him,
Frankie, baby. So you wanna be hardcore with your hat to the back? Talking about the c**t in your rap. Maybe I'm dreaming. This ain't Christopher Williams. Still some. Yes, you got the feel one. Cats, I got the feel some. To let you just know that if you're big and heavy, I get up in that head like a wedgie. Says who? Says me, the lyrical. Niggas saying Biggie off the street, it's a miracle. Left the drugs alone, took the dust alone with me. Just for the impact and shifty.
Number one question is, can the feds get him? I got vendettas and dice games against ass betters and two pump wheels and drive jetters. Take that with you.
Hit ya, back split ya. Bitch fights the lane scuffle. Pillowcase to your face, make the shell muffle. Shoot your daughter in the calf muscle.
tussle, nickel plated. Sprinkle coke on the floor, make it drug related. Most hated,
can't fade it. While y'all punk, really, I run up and stunt city. Scared, so you sent your little mans to come kill me. But on the contrary, I packed the Mac Millie, squeezed off on him, left the paramedic breathing soft on him. What's your name?
Who shot your mouth ties like Sinatra? Peruvians tried to do me in. I ain't paid them yet. Trying to push 700, they ain't made them yet. Rolex and bracelets, frostbit, ring tunes. Trying to wait, call me Igloo Stick.
Back up, Trump, you know Biggie Small flips it quick and kicks it quick. You know how black get with the hood fatigues, with the boots with trees. Smoking weed, flipping keys, making crazy cheese. Hitting bar shots, open spots on the avenue. Take my loot and I'm bagging you. Pippin' hoes that drive Volvos and rodeos. Blast the roll, make them wet in their pantyhose. Damn, a nigga style is unorthodox. Rip the Glock when I walk down the crowded blocks. Just in case a nigga wanna act out, I just pack out, blow they motherfuckers back out. I was a terrorist since the public school era. Bathroom passes, cutting classes, squeezing the hat. Smoking blunts was a daily routine since 13. A chubby brother on the scene. I used to have the tray juice and the deuce deuce in my bubble goose. Now I got the Mac in my knapsack. Lounging black, smoking sacks up in hats and sidekicks. With my sidekicks, rocking fly kicks. Fly kicks, fly kicks.
As my Spanish speaking friends would say, adios, sucker.
Wow. Now that's
adios.
Banana.
Wow. That's, yeah, that was good.
Wow.
It's big as hell. You know?
What are you doing about that, DJ?
Well, listen.
He went in.
It's Biggie Smalls, man. So, if you hook Biggie Smalls up, man, I mean, what am I saying? That was Biggie Smalls.
Right.
Much fun.
Yeah.
That
was Biggie Smalls. You did your thing. You did your thing. Good mix. I have to say that, but I always say that I'll be roasting. Hey, Black, I roast the young Neo. I'll be like, man, come on, man. You DJ. I'll be hazing him. I'm like, you DJ for yourself. You don't DJ for the people. But that right there, he went hard in the paint, bro. That was one of your best.
That was fire.
Really nice. You know?
Yeah. I ain't got no smoke with that one, man.
And Mitch, we got to bring you out the closet, too, one of these days, man. You got to send us some Mick to the show, man. You know, I heard we got something brewing. You know, CSU homecoming.
Yeah, we got something brewing, man. It's going to be, you know, red alert type stuff, you know. So, you know. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm going to have to send you something, some old school house music, you know, that I'm going to hook up for you.
Okay, do we still got Rick on down there? What's going on, Rick? What's going on with you? What you think about
You know, I'm over holding it down at the restaurant, making sure everything goes. You know what I'm doing. I'm like a security guard at the restaurant right now. So I'm seeing a bunch of stuff going on. They haven't spoken a word. That's going pretty smooth. But, James, you went to Central State, huh? So you spent some time in Ohio?
Yeah, I spent some time in Ohio, man, at Central. I was the generational dude. I went from 83 to 88 because I didn't want to leave, you know. So
you liked it too much.
I liked it, man. I was a professional undergraduate student, man. You know.
How did you get into acting?
Well, I was always an entertainer, man. I was a DJ. I did, you know, I was on the political side of things in school. I was always emceeing an event or something like that. So it's in my family. We got my family, you know, we had Della Reese, Antoine Fuqua is my cousin. So we got a couple of members in our family that are the entertainers. I just went to college because you know, I was going to be the first to graduate from college. So that's why I went. But then, you know, I found my own voice, and that's how I ended up in acting.
Okay, so are you from California?
No, I'm from Pennsylvania, man.
Okay,
yeah,
from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was wondering how you got to Ohio.
I was at a woman told me to go, man. She's like, why don't you go to this school? I was like, all right, I'm out. That's all she had to say, and I went to the school, you know.
Well, did she go there too? Did she go to Central?
Nah, she went to the predominantly white school, man. You know, so she was like, yeah, I think you belong at Central State. I was like, how do you even know about Central State? Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Are you, so you were down there with the big Sean Ross, huh?
Yeah, that's the little homie, you know. That's the little homie. The little I took care of the little homie all his collegiate life, you know, and he took care of me too. So we got a relationship for about 25, 30 years together, you know.
Do you come back to the homecoming? Do you ever come back to visit for the homecoming?
Yeah, I was back last year, man. You know, I was back last year. I actually emceed one of those parties on Friday. And then they told me I missed Sean Ross's party because it was off, you know, it was just off, it was just going. So I was like, I wish I would have went to that. So, but yeah, I was there last year, man. You know.
Oh, okay. I got to make it back.
Yeah.
Are you a sports guy? Are you a sports guy? Did you play any sports there?
No, I didn't play any sports, man. I just played, like, I think I played spades. That was it.
That become a sport in school.
Yeah, that was my sport in school. Playing spades, man. You know, playing spades, DJing, and politics.
Hold on. Why are you on the phone, Black? Rick, Sir J. Boogie, I want y'all to, first off, Melanie Camacho sends her regards to everybody out there. She had to step off. She's dealing with them grandbabies and all that, but she says she will be back on the show, and she got a couple of specials coming up. She's going to make sure that I make sure to keep y'all informed. Black, can you tell everybody how you used to, you know, how I had to get my first MC hosting gig working with the infamous, the famous Mr. DJ James Moses Black, how you had me carry the crates and everything?
Yeah, he was the intern, bro. He was the intern. I had to P. Diddy you. I had to P. Diddy you, man. You know, I had you watch the course, but I had to carry them crates. Yeah, you know, I had to carry them crates, you know. And, you know, but he was like, yeah, I'm in the party free. I don't care. He was like, that's right, you know. And then I was like, Ross, grab the mic. And the first time Ross grabbed the mic, He was hesitant, and then the words came out, and it was over. It was over.
Hey, look at him now. He's hooked
to
the mic now.
Yeah, he's
over.
Yeah, he's all over that mic now, man. You know, I said, Mike, can I talk on the mic at home? Come. He said, JB, not right now, JB. I got the mic. I said, okay, bro.
You got you carrying a crate now, huh?
I do pay homage. I say, when you're there, I just had to get that part out the way. And then Mr. James Moses, Black, you got the mic.
Yes.
I pay homage. You know, I respect you.
You
know, my
you absolutely do, bro. You absolutely do. No, that is no lie. You absolutely do. You absolutely do. Mm-hmm. You know, we go back, you know, 30 years or so, Rick.
Hey, that's deep.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yes, sir.
That's real good.
Yeah.
So, when you're out of California, Sean, do you go out, y'all hang out, do anything?
Yeah,
he's
hang out in multiple cities, man.
Wherever I'm at, he's at.
You know, if I'm in New Orleans, I say, Ross, come to New Orleans. Or if I'm in New York, Ross, come to New York. If he's somewhere, Black, come down here. So it's all good.
That's
what family does, man.
Go ahead, Jake Boogie. What you about to say?
No, I'm just saying, I'm trying to link you with Black, man. I haven't heard so much about you. It's like I met you, so
I,
you know, it's time for us to hang out
and
link up or something.
Yeah, Jay Boogie, I was putting it down in college, man. You know, that's what kind of inspired me to, yeah, man. Sean brought me down for a party one time from Pittsburgh, man. Turned it out, but, you know, that's what kind of got me to where I'm at. It's just, you know, once you establish your confidence, the world turns a page for you. You know, I'm not knocking nobody's hustle. I'm not knocking people who do their thing and their business and structure and whatever they do. But part of what they do is they discover the confidence. you know, and their ability. Right. And once you do that, man, it don't. I've been fired from a job, got back up and kept it pushing, you know. So it's just all about confidence, man, and you know, relying on God completely.
Right.
Not just when you're down, but you know, so. You know, you discover your confidence, the world uncovers a whole multitude of things, you know, for you. So it's part of it.
I'm going to receive that one. I'm going to take that in. Good master. Good master.
Hey, tell me, let's hold that before we let go. I hear somebody. Hold on 1 second, y'all. Hold on 1 second.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
I know you heard the term what happened in Vegas stays in Vegas. Now you can bring a part of Vegas home with you with a pair of lush shoes. Lift up your spirit, L-U-S. You can get them at www.alibeshoes.com/LUS-3.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step-by-step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa, Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks, Friday Fun Night, and Saturday Brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena. 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit. JoyfulExpression.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So we're back. We're back. DJ Sir Jiggy, DJ Sir J Boogie prepared another minute. But J Boogie, he did it. But I'm gonna save that mix, and we're gonna have to run three of them because for some strange reason the engineer over here cannot process the mix. DJ Sir J Boogie, for the love of God in me, I don't know what to say. So DJ Boogie, can you just tell us about that mega mix that you had? It just won't. It won't play.
I took some acapellas and laid them over some other instrumentals and, you know, just mixed it up, man, like I grew up listening to DJs do. That's all.
Okay. Well, we definitely going to kick off next week with that one. We're going to make it do what it do. But, Mr. Black, it is always a pleasure. We got less than 2 minutes on here, and I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. The real John Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. With DJ Sir J Boogie, it is going down. And I want to thank Lisa for programming this stuff, Brother Ed Walters for making it happen on this day. I just want to say God is good. I want to give a shout out to Grandma. May you up in the sky, rest in peace. We love you for God, for Central, for State. And so, St. Patrick and Rick down in Park Place, what's going on? We can let you know. Now, DJ Sir J Boogie, you want to say, how can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at DJ Sergey Boogie. That's all one word. S-I-R-J-A-Y-B-O-O-G-I-E. DJ Sergey.
All right.
And that's me on everything.
All right.
Twitter, Facebook, everything.
All right. And you, Mr. Black, how can they find you, Mr. Black? We got 10 seconds.
Who is James Moses Black? Instagram, baby. Who is James Moses Black?
Who is James Moses Black?
I love you. Right. Rick, how can they find you, Rick?
You can find us at Park Place Restaurant Forest Park and Instagram.
I'm coming to Cincinnati too.
When you coming?
Yeah, got Mrs. Ross Cincinnati to take me around. When it stops snowing.
All right. Here we go, y'all. I gotta leave y'all with this.
I gotta leave y'all with this.
Follow me on Instagram at S-A-A-U-N-M-D Ross and Facebook, Sean Ross, and definitely follow the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show. Love y'all, and we're going to do it like this.
Yeah. You are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross. Sean Ross. Sean Ross from No Limit.
And you tuned in.
Sean Ross.
And you tuned in.
Mean team in the building. Mean Sean Ross.